Welcome, everybody, to the Walking Terra Krista Academy of New Earth Mastery, working within the energies of the New Earth Consciousness, Golden Etheric Cities of the upper fifth dimensional Earth, actually above the physical planetary structure in the higher fifth dimensional energies. We're going to be visiting the Golden Etheric City of Valenkana, which is a large city over the area of Alaska within the United States. This is the fifth ray of the green, golden, white, representing the ability to invoke truth and healing within oneself. It's about becoming aware of the intricate, minute details held within the lower mind that constitute your truth. Utilizing this flame in your meditation will assist with perseverance, patience, and stepping into the sacred pathway of honoring truth, love, and healing within the self. It is gaining the ability to access the harmony of the spheres, allowing for the greatest healing capacity and acquiring open-mindedness with devotion and compassion. So the aspects to heal, bring to mind the what you desire to be healed within you, as we will connect with Master Hilarion, the Rite Chohan, the elders, Lord Zathia and Lady Zathia, Lord Zathia and Lady Zathia, Elohim Cyclopean in Virginia, and the Archangels Raphael and Mother Mary. The fifth ray, of course, is the third eye. We'll also be overlighted with the energies of the Palladian and Arcturian councils of light for the higher ray within the third eye, and the energies of the cosmic frequencies through Cosmic Master Lin Deuce. So begin, as we always do, by doing three ohms from your location and ours, bringing our energies together. Just feel yourself connecting with your higher energies through your solar angel, carrying you all the way up a golden staircase of light, getting lighter and lighter as you move up into the higher dimensional levels, connecting with the fifth, having your solar angel connect you to your gatekeeper, your higher self, and as we move upward, the monad and the I Am presence, feeling the energies of Helios and Vesta, of our great solar central sun, then the energies of Cosmic Master Melchior, of the galactic great central sun, And then the universal great central sun with Lord Melchizedek over lighting, moving even higher up through the 30th, arriving at the 36th of the multi-universal, overlighted by Lord Metatron, and then continuing up to the 49th dimensional frequency of the cosmic great central sun, divine mother and father God. As we then allow our wings to fully unfold behind us, at our shoulder blades, fully becoming the angelic self through all those dimensional frequencies up to 100, and then stepping out into the formlessness, all those levels of creation. Moving upward to the 140th, 141st, 142nd, 143rd, and the 144th dimension of wholeness, arriving at the Sacred Heart Temple of Oneness, where we're greeted by the three M's who extend around us the platinum netting of the 22nd ray as we take a deep breath in. And as we breathe out, they strip that netting away, removing it, and with it, anything that no longer serves us as a divine dispensation, to step into feeling these frequencies within our energies, then calling upon the energies of Lady Portia with the purple and violet flame, moving through our entire energetic system to transmute anything else that we've been working upon, to move into its next incremental level of higher awareness and clearing. We then connect with the pink flame from Master Serapis Bay to fill in any areas that have been removed with that divine compassion and love. This prepares us to fully connect with the office of the Christ of the gold flame, so that it fully becomes us. Our Merkaba spins with that energy around us clockwise. So we call upon spiritual mirrors to be placed on all facets of the Merkaba facing outward to protect that light. Also connecting with Archangel Michael for the ring pass knot of his blue flame. The decree for this evening is gaining the inner wisdom of my higher self. I arrive in the golden etheric city of Valenciana, which resides over Alaska in North America. It represents the ability to allow your higher mind to guide you in your divine truth. I am working with Master Hilarion, along with the Palladian and Arcturian Councils of Light, with special guest Cosmic Master Lindus. Each of these masters are guiding me to know my divine truth more fully as my third eye becomes more awakened. As I arrive, I am welcomed by the elders, Lord Zathia and Lady Zathia, who ignite the divine energies of the green, golden, white flame. I feel their presence within my heart as we walk through the healing garden of love. I am overtaken emotionally by the immense beauty as we walk through flowering plants and greenery. The divine love energy is flowing through the green, golden, white mist that shines through the sun. We now arrive at the altar of purity. There is a crystalline stream circling the shrine, representing divine truth. With a small stream circling the area, there is a charming tall flower in hues of blues with an ornate yellow and white eye, representing the third eye chakra focus. It is called the Alpen Forget-Me-Not, which is delicate, but very strong. The Elohim Masters Cyclopea and Virginia come forward, extending their essence unto me, representing concentration with consecration. They tell me to look into the Forget-Me-Not and feel its blessings of flowering energy surrounding my entire aura as it is opening up my third eye chakra to receive the divine love I am experiencing. The archangels Raphael and Mother Mary now join our circle of light around the altar. They extend to me a feeling of healing love to fill up the areas that are going through a deep transformation. My body is flowing with the light of green, gold, and white. I feel a sense of peace growing within me. Both the Elohim and Archangels now ask me to step forward to extend my divine blessing of my truth to be revealed to me. I am overtaken by waves of love and blessings as I become one with the altar of purity, igniting my own purification to be experienced. I now feel the presence of my solar angel becoming more aligned within my entire four-body system. I am feeling it physically, emotionally, and mentally, as my etheric body is changing in this one moment. We then walk together through the emerald green forest, feeling a renewed sense of purpose flowing within me. I am grounding what I have experienced into my Earth Star so that I walk with my divine truth. I am now prepared to go deeper into my higher self, to exhibit the ability to allow the feeling of trust to grow within me as we now arrive at the Temple of Revelations. I continue my journey with Master Hilarion and the other masters, assisting me to acknowledge that my higher self-consciousness is the gateway unto my divine self. I am that I am that I am. Just breathing deeply, allow all the energies introduced in the decree to fully embrace you for this vibrational etheric journey meditation. I'm Reverend Arar, and here is Reverend Malaresi.
Let's take a moment to fully ingest the green, gold, and white through our Antakarana. We call upon the elders, Sathya and Sathya, to assist in bringing forth that flame into our Antakarana, which is the rainbow bridge of light to our higher soul bodies. As it comes down into the soul star, it fills up the soul star. The green, gold, and white is a mesh of those flames, those colors. They swirl within each other as the soul star now extends this energy into the central canal. As it comes down into the crown area, it moves into the third eye, opening up that third eye, opening up the central canal into the throat, breathing deeply, going down into the thymus, opening up your heart, entering the solar plexus area, the sacral, and the root chakra, extending its energies through your lower limbs of your knees and your ankles, into the soles of your feet, into the earth star. The earth star is now filled with the green, gold, and white as the soul star returns above your crown. And the flame is now spinning within your central canal from the left to the right, and it widens with each breath that you take, feeling the blessings of the green, gold, and white helping you to open up your energies unto your divine mind, breaking down the lower energies. As it becomes larger, it goes into your physical body, allowing your body to relax and feel the blessings of this flame. As it goes into the etheric body, it's extending outside of you now vertically, and it goes wider and wider into your emotional body, and accessing your mental body, breaking down the thought forms of the concrete mind to allow the higher mind to become part of your existence. As it blends outwardly to your higher bodies of light, your Buddhic body, which is your higher self, into your monad body, feeling these dimensional energies spinning around you, preparing you for your higher consciousness journey of light. Breathing deeply. Now bring that energy back into your heart center. Ground it into your root chakra, your coccyx bone. Hold that as Lord Adama will be coming forth with his dissertation. Aluna, Aluna, Aluna. Greetings, dearest initiates. I'm Lord Adama of the Agarthian Council of Light, coming forth in these moments . Let's all take a moment to feel the presence of your heart essence. And with your breath, allow those energies to bring you into a state of preparation. And that's exactly what I want to share in these moments. How do you prepare the physical body to allow the higher mind to be more connected to your consciousness than the lower mind? Well, this process is not an easy one, as each of you know. And you can't just automatically say, I am my higher mind. You have to work at it through the vibrational energies to allow your physical body to relax. The elements that you hold in each of your chakras can have a debilitating effect on being able to connect further into your higher mind. It's like walking up a spiral staircase, and that staircase is very rigid and rickety and a little insecure. And that's exactly what happens when your lower self-consciousness tries to move into your higher consciousness. You have to fully relax your body. You have to become part of an accessibility that is not known to you consciously, that it's not something that you have learned and held on to, but it's something that it's a tried and true effort. It encompasses your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, and it also represents your etheric body. Your etheric body has to be ready for the transition of allowing the consciousness of the higher mind to assist the etheric body. And this represents each of your chakras. So this is the main reason why we teach to go into each of the chakras for the rays of God. It is why that we have been able to direct the energies through Melarese so that she can bring forth those ray energies and you can be the recipient of those energies, but then also the driver of your own vehicle. In order for the etheric body to release timelines that have no longer hold your truth of what your soul desires to create, then that etheric body has to go through an overall process, and this is done through the vibrational energies and what you are experiencing. Every time that you create chanting for yourself in the higher vibration and you really tune yourself into the energy as you are chanting, you are allowing your higher mind to become more active within your consciousness. Now, once you stop the chanting, it's like an elevator. You come back down into your physical existence. But what if you're able to allow those chakras to hold those light energies so that when that elevator comes down, you are not at the lowest that you've ever been, meaning that third dimensional self. You're a higher level. And this is why it's important to work within these energies and allow yourself to experience a higher vibration in your bodily system. So many times this can be quite uncomfortable because your body is going to go through a change. The vibrational elements coming into your system will go into your cellular structure. And that cellular structure is being reworked at a higher level than it is used to existing. It will go into everything that you experience in your physical body. And it's part of that process to allow your full body system to accept the divinity of light that your higher bodily systems, meaning your higher self and your I Am presence, hold within its essence. So do not be concerned if you feel vibrations afterwards, any parts of your bodies. You may even have to rest a while because the vibrations are so strong within your system. And I believe this happens more often when an individual is working through the vibrational energies for quite some time, and it's different for every individual person. If you are more apt to allow the light energies to come into your vibrational field, then you are going to feel those energies as a result of that. And it's like when something is vibrating, say that you have a tool that you use for your muscles, and that is a vibration. That's exactly what it can feel like in your bodily system. It can be light at first, but then it can get stronger. And there's going to be moments when you are unsure what is occurring, because sometimes you can receive vibrations that are not aligned with your present light body status. And that's when you pick up your selenite crystal or obsidian and hold it to that space and to see what happens. Does it get balanced out? When you are injecting these energies to increase your light body essence, the vibration probably won't go away. But if it is something that is outside of your field, of a lower consciousness trying to enter your field, then it will be dissipated. It's all about personal awareness and how you as an individual are able to see the changes you are going through. Many individuals, light workers, and individuals that call themselves starseeds think that they already have this energy within them, but they probably do not, because they haven't done it on this physical plane. I'm not going to talk about the subject of starseeds. That's another topic for another day. But in relation to all this, any awakened individual that goes through this process, you must know what your body is feeling. So the higher vibrational energies coming into your system presently with what you are experiencing in this moment, notice what that feels like. And if it makes you feel like you want to take a nap, it means that your higher consciousness is working through you. If it makes you feel uncomfortable, then it is something that is coming out of your body that needs to be replaced within the higher light energies, and that's where those crystals will assist you. Standing on them very lightly, putting them in you, near your chakras, and just holding that energy and pulling away the darkness, because the world is full of darkness. The flying objects, not real flying objects, but particles of inconsistencies go through the airwaves, so to speak. So you as an individual that is trying to raise your vibration or is in that process, you will feel those energies. You may not feel it immediately, but if you notice what your emotions are going through or what you are experiencing, then it's important to realize that this is the transition that you are going through. So the gist of what I'm trying to say is getting to know your own bodily functions, getting a sense of what you are feeling at any given time through the vibrational energies, and using the process of the unified whole command brought forth by Walking Terra Christa, mainly Lady Malarese, to assist in that higher vibrational tool to fully assist you to go into a deeper part of your consciousness that needs to be healed, needs to be transmuted, needs to be released and replaced with the higher light frequencies. So as you are working with the rays of God, it is important to realize within yourself that integrating them into your chakras is a very foundational way to make the necessary changes to receive more of the life frequencies that you desire to be. If you can remind yourself of these thoughts when you are going through the process, it will become easier for you. Let's just take a deep breath and allow that frequency of the green, gold, and white to assist. Opening up the avenues for you to receive the consciousness of your higher self. And remind yourself of your solar angel. He or she holds that ability to transfer that light essence into your physicality. It is my deepest pleasure as Lord Adama, High Priest of Telos, to walk with you and to assist you through this journey. Aluna, Aluna, Aluna. It is now time for us to charge up our Merkaba. Lord Adama will join us going into the golden etheric city of Balangana. Breathing deeply as your Merkaba becomes stronger and stronger with the green, gold, and white. We magnetize towards each other, creating one large Merkaba that goes through the vortex of light, which is green, gold, and white, from the planetary level into the fifth dimensional level above the Earth. As we move through this vortex, it takes us right to the golden etheric city of Balangana. We now enter the city. And today's journey will take us into the beautiful healing garden of love. As we arrive at the entranceway to the city, we see Lord Zafia and Lady Zafia acknowledging our presence, giving us divine love and gratitude for being here with them in the city. As they greet us, they put a shawl around our shoulders that goes to the ground, that merges right in our astral body, etheric body, in the green, gold, and white essence. It melts right into our own bodily system. It will bring forth the characteristics of those higher light energies of the green, gold, and white, giving everyone the ability to be patient with what they're experiencing, almost a sense of peace, because there's a divinity of love that is directed from the higher mind of the God consciousness coming right into our reality. Greetings, dearest ones. We are the elders for the green, golden, white flame. We are Zafia and Zafia. As I, Zafia, take your left arm and Zafia takes your right, we walk through the healing garden of love. There are many wildflowers growing everywhere. The essence of the green, gold, and white flows like a mist through the lands. There are animals that are very gentle and loving, and they walk with us, feeling their lovely essences. As we move in through the garden, make a stance of what is the reason you have arrived. What is it that you need from the green, gold, and white flame? And concentrate upon that and allow it to flow within you. The Elohim, Cyclopean Virginian, now arrive, offering their presence and welcoming you into their city. Greetings, dearest ones. Thank you for coming. I am Cyclopea with Virginia. Our role with you today is to assist you to experience the blessings of the city, but at the same time concentrating on the desired blessing you are choosing to receive, and to remove the lower elements that impede that process. The first element that is very, very important in being able to actualize and let it become a reality of your higher self-consciousness is to feel the blessing that this garden gives to us in this moment. There are streams running through the garden that are very small. You can hear them. It's crystalline light. And as we walk through the flowers, have a sense of connectiveness that you may not feel in other places that you travel. Feel the sun shining down with a green, gold, and white mist. There's a warmth like a blanket of love coming all the way around you. When we say the words consecration, this is exactly what we mean. When you walk through nature, such as what you're experiencing presently, nature responds back to you. See the birds flying around, the hummingbirds and little birds of many different colors and species. And they're singing their hearts out. Feel this blessing coming onto you in this moment. Omni, omni, I, omni. I know. feeling the presence of your own solar angel guiding you through this experience. As the animals are responding to what you are receiving, bring that into your own heart essence and feel the blessing of love, the blessing of movement, the blessing of purity to come into your heart. There's nothing else that matters in this moment. Allow that energy to come deeply into all that you are experiencing. This allows you to go from this space of deep love for yourself to move into the state of perseverance. So hold this frequency. We thank Virginia for bringing that essence forward. As we continue through the garden, the archangels now join us and we open up the energies to them. Greetings, dearest ones. We are Archangel Raphael and Mother Mary. The depth of your healing is very important. You must understand within yourself that the reason that you hold a lower element within your consciousness is it has been conditioned within you. And that conditioning process can be very challenging. If you look at it from the standpoint of your lower mind, your conscious mind, and what happens is your lower ego trips you up and constantly gives you the thought forms that do not belong in your pure essence. You must allow yourself to go into a deeper part, so that you can find that divine love that you are. And this comes from your solar angel. We now give forth this activation to help you. And this is true of any moment that you go through. You must acknowledge the depth of that emotion, even if the emotion is challenging to your bodily system. If it's painful, let the pain come up. Allow yourself to go through a process so that you no longer need to have that pain, because there's something inside of you that says you're used to this. So it becomes very commonplace to go into that depth of awareness. Allow yourself to go deeper and deeper into the purification of your soul's essence. Open yourself up to your solar angel. Feel this presence within your heart now. as they now bring forth to you a remembrance of what it was like for you, and allow that remembrance to go deeper and deeper into your consciousness. We as archangels, archangels Raphael and Mother Mary, bring forth the depth of healing that is absolutely necessary, reminding you of your solar angel. Allow your solar angel to help you with the colors of the music and love he or she brings into your consciousness, into your heart. Allow it to heal you in the depth of all that you are and desire to become. Let it be and let it happen. We love you. It is now at this time that we arrive at the altar. Which is centered on a mound of grass and a beautiful crystalline stream running around it. This is the altar of purity, and there are beautiful alpine forget-me-not flowers. They're tall, like 5 to 12 feet, with beautiful iridescent blues. And in the middle is an ornate yellow and white eye, representing the third eye chakra focus. This plant is very delicate, but it's also very strong. Master Hilarion comes forward. Welcome to the Altar of Purity. I'm Master Hilarion. I am deeply honored that each of us can come together in this way to go into the depth of the healing that needs to be done in order to receive your inner wisdom of your higher self-consciousness, of the divine mind to constantly flow within you. Utilizing this energy will also help your intuitive processes to go to a deeper level, because you're moving beyond the third dimension into the fifth dimension and higher. Higher as far as your higher light bodies can go, into the God consciousness. To have the realization within you that your journey has not been for naught. In fact, it is just the opposite. Everything that you have learned along the way is taking you into a deeper part of yourself. Breathing deeper, look at this beautiful light energy of this altar, emanating the green, golden, white flame, but the crystalline water sparkling around it, and the forget-me-not flower, which is representative of a forget-me-not. If you say that to yourself, forget-me-not means that I will not forget my higher self, that I will activate the divine energies of my higher self. And this flowering plant represents that growth because it's tall and it's strong, but yet it's delicate. So we have to be in that delicate nature in our feelings to reach into the higher consciousness of our divine self. I now want you to concentrate on what I am saying. Concentrate on the flower. Concentrate on the vibration that you're feeling right now. And allow it to break apart the old element that you are desiring to change. Let it go into a deeper part of your existence and move into the expression of all that you are. Ayin Omni, Ayin Omni, Ayin Omni. Now hold that energy within you, because now it's time for us to travel to the Temple of Revelation. Give your blessings to what you have received here at the Altar of Purity. And as we walk through the emerald green forest, it's a grounding forest and brings forth the strength that is absolutely necessary to go into the depth of your soul's essence, to see how far you have traveled. And some of the memories may not be great, although many of them are beautiful. And that is what it takes to walk this pathway, to have that ability to go deeper within yourself, because you know there's a strength and a courage that you have not had previously. As we arrive at the beautiful temple, it is a large structure. We cannot even see the circumference of it. It's massive in size as we walk towards the entranceway. As we walk into a circular hallway, it goes around the structure. On the outside of the structure are crystalline mirrors. And these mirrors are here to allow everyone that comes here to see their inner truth. The Temple of Revelations allows you to see your true self so that your purest essence and your knowledge can come completely within your being. This is very, very important. As we step into the entranceway, there is an elevator that is going to take us to the top level. As we step on to the highest level of this temple, there's a beautiful room called the Gallery of Light, with a magnificent altar. We will work upon the issue to be revealed and put into the light essence of the temple. You see, sometimes as an initiate, we don't always have the capability to know what we need to process. So the beauty of this is to access your higher self-consciousness to allow that illumination to come down into your physical consciousness. As we walk into the room, it is filled with light, the green, golden, white, flowing through the entire room. Everyone sits in a high back chair, supporting the body and the chakras to be aligned. I, as Master Hilarion, stand behind the altar with the Pleiadian and the Arcturian masters. Cosmic Master Lindus is situated behind my essence. Let us now find our place within this room. Remember, it's a circular building. In the middle is the altar. It is gold illuminated with the green of the pure essence of the crystalline light. It goes upward to the circumference of the whole temple, and then it goes outward to around the room. So the frequency is continually circling around. Let us take a moment and to breathe and to feel the divine blessings of the light frequencies within this space. And allow your accessibility to your higher mind to be opened up. You say to yourself, I now allow my higher mind to be the controlling energy in what I am experiencing. So you're asking your higher self-consciousness to be the directive force within your own space. Your third eye is now widening within all of these flames. Feel that extension of the light coming within and around you. I no money I am home nine I am I love me I am me I am me Breathing deeply, now feel the vibrational energy going all the way through you, from your antecorona through your crown into the soles of your feet to your earth star, and all the energies in between. You become a beautiful column of the green, gold, and white flowing within you and around you. Hold on to this right now as we bring forth the energetics. Of the Palladian and the Arcturian Councils of Light. Today they will speak in unison of their energies. Blessings, dearest ones, we are the Pleiadians and the Arcturians. We of the Pleiadians extend unto you the ability to have such self-love within your heart that is expanding deeply. Allow yourself to really move into a higher existence within this light frequency. And we of the Arcturians call upon the divinity of illumination of your higher mind to release the aspects in your lower mind. With our dynamic energies together, we represent the councils of light of both the Pleiadian and the Arcturian frequencies. We extend this unto you in this moment with the blue-violet flame that we are igniting in this room at this moment. And thank you, Master Hilarion, for allowing us to bring forth this flame to help the openness. As this energy comes into your third eye, it comes down through the crown, and it goes into your third eye. It centers upon the third eye, but it goes all the way through the full body system, blue-violet light. Think of the blue of the divine mind of the will of God. And think of the violet of transcending all that no longer is needed. And we bring this forward to you through the fourth dimensional energies. Allow your third eye to be awakened, and it's growing. It's getting wider and wider in your third eye. We of the Palladian and Arcturian Councils of Light extend unto you the ability to illuminate your highest presence into the part of you that needs the growth and needs the healing and needs the love. And say to yourself, I am an initiate of the divine light, and I call upon the Palladian and the Arcturian Councils of Light to assist me to move the illumination of my physical self into my higher self. As I reach into the fourth dimensional energies, my third eye is now being awakened into a level it has never experienced previously. I open up these energies unto myself. Hi, ho, he, I, yom, ni, I, yom, I, yom, ni, I, yom. Hi, only, so more to be. Allow it to be done. And say that to yourself. I now allow this interaction with the Pleiadians and the Arcturians to assist me in the divinity of my light. As I allow my divine mind to give unto me the strength, the beauty, and the courage that I so richly deserve. Let that come in and go all the way down your system. So moon it be. We now have a special invocation by Cosmic Master Lindus. Greetings, my dearest friends. I bring forth the ability to access your monadic body of light, allowing what you've already experienced through your higher self to now receive the assistance from your monad to come down into your consciousness of your physical self, so that everything that you do comes from the highest source of your existence. Hi, holy nomnia, and just allow the invocation to absorb within you. I, as Cosmic Master Lindus, call upon the dynamic qualities of the monadic body of every individual soul that is part of this experience to go deeper into their consciousness so that they can feel the camaraderie that their monad gives unto them. Allow it to come down into your consciousness to feel that you are not alone, that you have the ability to access all that is through this blessing of light. Jam namo ni 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 I om ni 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 nom ni I om ni 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 Now feel the surrounding energy around you of your monad assisting you, blessing you, appreciating you, and giving you the strength and the perseverance to allow this life frequency to go into your lower mind. Allow it to go into the concrete mind of your consciousness, So then you open yourself up to all possibilities of the God source of light that you are. Allow it to be. Allow all that you are to be representative of all that you can be, all that you will be, and all that you are. I am that I am. Say those words unto yourself. I am the light. I am the soul. I am the monad. And I bring all these elements into the pure existence of all that I am. So mote it be. It is I, Master Hilarion, once again. Let us all arise. Let us feel the divine energies and walk with us. I now want you to persevere. You've heard the harmony of the spheres. You've heard the blessings. There is no reason that you cannot step into this existence of pure light to guide you every moment of your days. Remind yourself of what you received. And if you have to have a reminder, re-listen again and again and again until it is grilled within you to open up your third eye and to concentrate and consecrate. Now bless yourself in this moment. Feel the blessing coming fully around you in this glorious temple of light. So mote it be. It is now time for us to leave the temple as we walk out the golden doorways into the elevator, going down to the main level of the temple, feeling the strength, feeling the courage, feeling the blessing of all that you have accepted into your world. We walk through the doorways, and Lord Adama will now assist in creating your makaba once again. Breathing deeply, and we will join you. We walk with you through the energies of these teachings. So mote it be. As our Merkaba is now situated and it moves into the vortex of the green, gold, and white, we leave the golden etheric city of Valenkina, moving through the vortex, coming back into planetary existence of where your body is located. I, as Lord Adama, thank all for this blessing of these moments. Aluna, Aluna, Aluna.
Just breathing deeply. Allow those frequencies to come back down through your full body system. From your highest consciousness, all the way through your root and earth star, into the center of Gaia, allowing everything you've experienced to move into her essence so she can send it out to the entire planetary structure and bring that up, holding that fifth dimensional divine intent as best you can. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We'll close off together with 3 ohms. Thank you, everyone.
Many blessings.